0800 30 12 15. Hello.
Hello, Mark.
Who's that?
Gus, Hertfordshire.
All right, mate, what can I do for you?
These are on the other side.
Yeah.
On Talk Sport.
Yeah.
Slating you.
No.
It's his last day. It's his last day. He's leaving to go to Ireland.
What's his name?
Charlie Wolf.
And what's he saying?
Saying, well, what he's allowed to do tonight, he's allowed to play rock records in and out of breaks and for the news.
Yeah, go on.
And he's slating your 10 in a row and playing a bit of music and Virgin at this point in time. Slating you and the whole system, the way it works.
No, he's not.
He is.
He wouldn't dare, would he?
He's having a right pop.
What, Charlie Wolf?
Yep, I just listened to him in the cab on the way home.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Can we get any confirmation on this from anyone? Should we ring him up?
Ring him up. He's on there now. He's taking calls and they're all being sycophants. Oh, we miss you and we love you.
Oh, and he was knocking the Virgin playlist and stuff.
Yeah, he's playing better rock than you. He's playing Stones and that in and out of break and after the news.
They're not allowed to play music.
It's Talk Station. Obviously got nothing to say. Mr. P, find the number for Talk Sport and we'll ring him up. Yeah, I think it's only fair. Thank you, my friend.
I'm a girl.
You're a good man.
I wanted a prayer request for me.
Are you Charlie Wolf?
What?
That's all right. What do you want?
Anything. I don't care what song it is. Yeah, I
just played it for you already. Okay, what's their number? Let's ring them now.
I'll do it in a minute.
No, we'll do it now. What's their number? You must know their number.
Buddy number, do I?
Who knows TalkSport number? 0800 30 12 15. Somebody tell us TalkSport's number, please. And we'll ring him up and fight the bloke on the air now who's knocking Virgin. Because he wants to be a rock DJ, but he probably sent his tape into Paul and he said to him, shove it, I'll be a fat ass. Hello, Virgin.
All right, Mark.
Yeah.
Wait, listen, I've got a question, yeah?
Yeah.
How exactly is it New Year's Eve? It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
On the 31st?
Yeah, I know, but it's not New Year's Eve till after 6 o'clock.
Why?
Rubbish. Get a life, man.
It's a whole day. You can't say it's Christmas Day after 3 o'clock
Christmas
in the afternoon.
Yeah, but how can you say it's New Year's Eve?
Because it's the 31st of January.
New Year's Eve comes in the evening, hence the Eve.
No, it's the Eve as in the day before, you prat.
I think someone should have told that to Jeff Wayne on the eve of the war. Sorry, but it was only replied to the evening after 6 o'clock. Get Richard Burton in on that one.
So Christmas Eve is only at night time before Christmas.
Well, perhaps it is.
No, I think
he might have a point.
Means before.
It actually means evening, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
It does. It's short for evening, yeah.
Eve?
Yeah. Technically, Christmas Eve was always... Christmas was always celebrated on the day before.
I've made myself look a complete prat there.
No, you haven't.
No, you're right. Let's blame Charlie Wolf. Hello, Virgin.
Hi, you're looking for Charlie Wolf?
Yeah, I've got the number.
08704.
08704.
20.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
No problem, my friend. Thank you very much. We're ringing now. Thank you very much. Cheers. Okay, Charlie Wolf on Talk Sport. Knocking us now on the Virgin playlist and stuff. Alright, let's find out where we are with it.
He's engaged.
Is he?
But they've only got two lines.
I'll keep trying, Mr. P. Phil's in. Phil Kennedy! We're just about to start a fight with a bloke on Talk Sport, Phil. Is it engaged again?
Yeah, that one line is engaged.
Oh, no. We should have the XD. Mind you, I don't know my own. I'll play another record, you keep trying and we'll cut into the record.
Do you want me to find these guys instead?
No, I want to do this now. I'm not interested in that, we'll do that another time.
Okay.
I'm spoiling for a fight now, my friend.
Okay.
Is it still engaged?
Yeah.
Okay, right, we keep trying. And if we interrupt Boston, it won't be the first time I've interrupted a song, will it?
No.
So don't worry about it. Okay. Virgin Radio, and we're trying to get through to the guy who's slating us on TalkSport at the moment for an intellectual chat. But as he works for TalkSport, that's probably not going to be possible, so we'll just shout, you bark this banker down the phone at him or something. Actually, we can't get through, so can you help us try and you ring him as well and call him a Bartley's banker? Yeah, what's the number, Steve?
That's why we can't get through, because everyone else is.
Yeah, well, let him try. What's the number?
Got two lines.
What's the number?
No, wait,
720. No, so they can hear it. It's not your station, you're allowed to say the number. What is it, 08704?
800 30 12 15.
It's not, it's... What's their number?
It's, hang on, I've got it again.
It's giving away info.
08704 20 20 20.
08704 20 20 20. Get through to Charlie and say, oi, stop knocking Mark.
You have to pay for your phone calls there.
I could, yeah.
pay through that.
All right, don't worry about it. 0870-something or other. Tell him I want to talk to him on air if he's got the bollocks. Boston, Virgin Radio, where we play the best songs, even though they're trying to say on TalkSport right now, because some guy's leaving to go back on the dole, I think, that we don't. We're trying to get through to them. We can't. So if you get through, if you're listening, monitor them and let us... No, actually, don't monitor them, because they'll only get... You know what I mean? Because you'll fall asleep. You don't really want to do all that sort of stuff. Mr. P's going to keep trying now. We were going to ring some of the lads on the rig. We might ring you another night, OK, my friends? But we are going to play your Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Loving. Coming up now, we will ring our friends on the North Sea oil rigs another day. Oh, yeah, Mr. P, you keep trying. Hello, Virgin.
Hey, first of all, I'd like to see your show kicks ass.
Thank you, my friend.
Second, could you play a request for me?
I should, really, now you've said that, shouldn't I? What do you want?
Anything by Brian Adams or Rage Against the Machine.
I think probably Brian Adams, but I'll have a look for Rage Against the Machine. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Virgin.
Well, I'd like a request, please.
Yeah, what do you want?
Can I either have Wings, Band on the Run, or Super Furry Animals juxtaposed with you?
Juxtaposed is just a great song.
Oh, it's
just
superb.
A great song. Do you know the way that builds into a cacophony of sound?
It's immense. It's absolutely immense.
I'm going to try and find that for you, my friend.
Oh, please.
I haven't heard it for a long time.
I was watching TV the other day and it came on and I didn't realise how great a song it was. Cause
I don't think that... The funny thing is, they usually squeeze the crap out of most songs until they're dry, and I don't think they played that one enough, juxtaposed.
No one's really gave the Super Funny Animals much credit, though. It seems as though they've been around for ages.
Great band.
One of the great indie bands, and they've been hyped. Coldplay, Travis, instead of one, it's been hyped up beyond all belief, and Super Furry's just been biding their time.
Listen, my friend, but the thing is about it is the people that tend to bide and just go, they may last longer through the fact that they've not been overexposed, you know. So I'm going to find it for you and play it for you, my friend.
Excellent, superb.
Take it easy, thank you. Hello, Virgin.
Mark.
Who's this?
Talk Sport is an anagram of Scop Talk.
Scotch Talk?
Scop.
Scop. Stop Talk.
Scop, work it out.
I can't. I'm not very good at anagrams. I'm a DJ. Hello, Virgin.
Hello.
Is that Charlie Wolf? Yeah, obviously, he's don't know how to work the kit. Hello, Virgin.
Hello, this is Brian from Glasgow.
Hello, Brian.
Phone last night and...
Brian, you seem to be the perfect person who could take on a talk show.
Uh-huh.
I think you could do it. What subject do you want to talk about tonight, my friend?
I'm not sure. I'm working at them.
You're overqualified. Right, Mr. P, keep trying that number. We are going to get through to them. What do you want, by the way, my friend?
Right, Don McLean.
Which one?
Singing... Crying.
Yeah, this guy's going to leave from TalkSport, and personally, if I was you, I'd get a tape in tomorrow morning. You could be on the air by tomorrow night.
Right.
I'm not joking. I wouldn't lie to you. I might just exaggerate the truth, of course. Talking of which, Phil's here with a brilliant show after 4 o'clock this morning. Of course, all the usual stuff and nonsense, you'd like to think so. And some other stuff he's just chucked in for good measure because he doesn't care. And doesn't it show? After 4 o'clock, he'll be here, Phil Kennedy. I'll teach him for pressing my bing-bong-ding-diddly-ding. And we still can't get through to Daddy TalkSport.
No.
I can't believe they're that popular. They're not that popular.
They've taken the phone off the hook.
They must have. Or they've done this, where we can press a button in the studio and all the lines suddenly become engaged. Do you think they've done that one?
Yeah.
God, I hope they're not that popular. I wouldn't believe it. What's the number for TalkSport, do you know?
No idea.
And who does? Oh, what, we can't get through. The bloke's apparently giving us a right hard time on TalkSport now tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he reckons that he's leaving.
You personally,
No, he says you. He says you're a complete nutter. Right?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah, Phil Kennedy says I'll have him in the car park. I've had him before. I'll do him. Do you want to just do that now so we get it out of the way? There you go. Look. Go on. Go on, you might as well.
No, go on.
You know, you can... No, go on.
No, I don't want to do it.
Okay, brilliant. 0830, 1215, 8...
When the back is turned.
Oh, dear.
More fun that way.
Really, jobs going on TalkSport. Anyway. 0830 1215. We can't get through to the boys, but never mind. I'm sure it's because they're a popular and fun show, and Charlie's such a great DJ. I actually thought Charlie Wolf was a girl. And I've heard him. Hello, Virgin.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, how you doing? All right, I'm just listening to Steve on the radio.
Yeah.
And he was on about Richie Kavanagh. I'd heard him playing the Irish fella, Richie Kavanagh.
Yeah.
I was listening to him playing the record, and he was on about Charlie Wolfe.
Oh, Steve, yeah.
Steve, I actually thought that was Nick, Jesus. You know, Nick that does the 12 o'clock slot.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, mate. But you sound insane. Hello, Virgin.
Good morning, mate.
Who's this?
It's James.
Hello, James. What can I do you for?
Do you know the switchboard number for TalkSport?
Yeah, oh, we're in. See you later.
TalkSport, good morning.
TalkSport, hello. Can I speak to Charlie, please?
What about?
It's Mark from Virgin Radio. I just heard he was giving us a bit of a rollicking on the air, so I thought I'd like to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Are we live at the moment with you?
You are? Sorry, yes, you're live on Virgin Radio at the moment.
There we go. You're broadcasting to all your lovely people.
Well, you are. It's been the biggest listenership you've had in a long while.
Personally, yeah. But then again, I'm the pub bore, so yeah. Whatever you expect.
So you're Charlie, then?
Do I sound American?
What?
Do I sound like a septic?
I don't know what you sound like, to be honest. But your mic technique needs a bit of improvement, but it's all right. Can we
just explain something to you, Mark, because obviously you're new into broadcasting. I'm on a headset system because I'm answering the telephones at a national radio station. You're spinning discs on a national radio station. Therefore, all you need is something resembling a brain, a box of matches.
Right, I didn't hear any of that, but I'm sure it was a really good heckle from the 99,000 heckling book or something.
Right.
So, honestly, I'd love to talk to you all day, but you don't have your own show. So, is it possible to speak to the organ grinder and not his monkey?
I don't know. What's your organ like?
It's probably bigger than yours, I would have thought. But to be honest, when you work on Virgin, you don't need a big organ.
That is true. Look at Steve
Peck. All right, then. So, what's
your surname, Mark? You know, you don't introduce yourself.
Look in the press. It's Mark Fox.
Fox.
Yeah.
No relation to Neil, I take it.
never heard that one in my life.
And of course you took over from,
him, yeah.
Yeah, he's now here.
He's what?
He's now here.
I couldn't care less. Can we talk to Charlie, do you think?
What's the point?
Because we just want to... Because he was giving it large about Virgin, and I just want to see if he's got any bollocks to talk to me.
Studio XD and I'll call you back.
No, you just get him on the... Let's talk to him now.
How's Paul Jackson?
It's what? You do what?
How's Paul?
I don't know, I don't see pig vomit very much.
No, I wonder why. That's why you're on now.
Are you happy in your lot?
I love my life.
Alright, well, just chill out a bit and be nice.
I am nice.
Honest to God, if you did, you'd probably get off the phones and
I'm
I don't
very
know.
Nice to the callers, not to people fancying on the radio station.
Oh, okay. Why? Do you find other stations are a threat?
I don't think so.
Well, then why are you being nasty?
Being disusual,
yeah. Huh?
So where's your career going to take you, Mark?
What? Can we talk to Charlie or not?
Where's your career going to take you, Mark? Where are you going to end up?
I don't know, but hopefully not TalkSport.
Well, no, you wouldn't end up here.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
All right. Look, I'd love to talk to you all night, and I'm sure that all of my listeners think you are the funniest person we've ever heard. But I'm frustrated. I'm not. It's just I finish at 4.
Cut down on all the sugary drinks. That would help.
Will you do me a favour?
What's that?
Will you grab hold of your ears and pull really hard and try and get your head out of your arse and just ask Charlie if he will speak to us. And if he doesn't want to speak to us, we'll go. But you ask him.
The problem is,
Mark. Right.
Don't argue with me, sunshine. All right. We can come round to Golden Square. We can find you. Quite all right, Mr. Fox.
All right. Okay, is that a threat from TalkSport?
Have you met Mike Parry?
Have I met who? I haven't met any of them down there.
Oh, come round here. If you finish at 4, come down.
Alright, okay.
You know where we are? Thank you.
We'll take that as a no then, thanks. 12 to 4, we're going round to have a fight with TalkSport after.
Hello, Mark.
Who's that?
Well, I've just heard that little shit talking to you from Sport Talk, and I thought, if you need a bit of help tonight, I'll come down and help you.
It's all right. It was a joke. I don't think he was actually physically threatening me on the radio. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Gavin Huddersfield.
Hello, Gav. You want to come down and help me as well?
Yeah, I do. I can't stand that guy on Talk Sport. You know, he's a big fan of Fox something.
Is he?
Yeah, and how wrong is that? A national radio station broadcasting that?
Yeah, I think a lot of talk DJs run out of ideas and start talking from their arse, my friend.
Hey, Mark.
Yes?
Any chance you could play some Smith or Morrissey in your next show?
I will play it tomorrow. Ring and remind me, my friend. Thank you very much, Mr. P. What do you know?
Well, they were slagging you off something rotten. And the guy that answered the phone was really giving it large and he sounded so impressed with himself.
I completely ripped him out, Charlie. Yeah. He had no way of dealing with it.
And Charlie said, so what did he play afterwards? He said, oh, Hold of the Love. He said, wow, not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
So what? Bit of credibility. Supposed to be impressed by Charlie, actually. Anyway.
It sounded awful. Charlie sounded fed up. Almost glad to get out of Talk Radio, I think.
I would have thought so.
And Talk Sport and whatever it's called
today.
Who
needs to talk rubbish on the radio for hours at a time? Anyway, we better go. Wrong bloody song. I wish I'd talked a bit more. Mr. P, thank you very much for a great show. Unfortunately, it wasn't tonight, but thanks very much anyway. We're back tomorrow at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I only hope they've lifted the restrictions
around Trafalgar Square tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm not going to have time to play Hungry Heart, am I?
You could do. Play a bit of it.
But then wouldn't be
half
able to
Hungry
play.
Heart.
Ba-na-ba-na-ba-na-ba-na-ba-na.
You played that at the beginning anyway.
Shh. That's not it.
What are you looking for?
Hungry Heart.
So, no, Charlie's on the line. You're really impressing him now.
Let's find out. Hello, Virgin. All right, don't. Hello, Virgin.
Hello, Marcus. I love your show, mate.
God bless you, baby. I'll speak to you tomorrow. 4 o'clock. Don't be late. Ta-da. And that, my friend, is a rap with a silent C. It's not brain surgery, but it is having a laugh. We're off up to Talk Sport now with Dodgy Dave and Roy Shaw. Take it easy, and we'll speak to you tomorrow. Me and Mr. P, 4 o'clock. Don't miss it.